Good morning. This is the business meeting of the Judicial Council of California for December 12, 2014. We have special guests today. I'll get to that in a moment, but welcome. Thank you all for being here. I also want to indicate that we have many members attending by phone. And as we did yesterday for our educational meeting, I ask you please to identify yourselves.
Deborah Pohl, Los Angeles.
Donna Melby, Los Angeles.
Emily Elias, Los Angeles.
Judy Ashman-Gers, Los Angeles.
Jim Brandlin, Los Angeles.
Morris Jacobson, Alameda.
Good morning, Your Honor. Dave DeAlba, Sacramento.
Good morning. And I believe, Gary Nadler, you made it in person today. Very good. Well, welcome again, and as I said yesterday, I know it's always hard to be able to speak on when you're on the phone, but again, feel free to speak up and loud so that we know you would like to be heard, and so we appreciate you calling in. This is our December business meeting. It's traditionally a meeting that concludes both of our calendar, decision, and policy making of the judicial branch and our judicial council. But it also is a time where we set out our legislative and advocacy agenda for the coming year. So in a way, we reflect on our past and we wrap up some loose ends on our accomplishments of this year, but we also look forward and consider the work that remains to be done in the future. And this year, I believe, this process is vividly illustrated, this past and present and future, especially by the presence of two people. And that is, of course, one is my left-hand man on council, Supreme Court Justice Baxter, and the faculty and participants in the Judicial Council's new Judicial Officer Orientation Program in the audience, but also by a third here, and that is Justice Electino Cuellar, who's also in the audience. Welcome. First, a little bit about NJO. I was pleased to have the faculty and the new judges and commissioners join me in my chambers earlier this week, also with Frank McGuire and Ken So. Also, I understand later you met with Martin Hoshino and others, including CJA. So we welcome you, and I want to acknowledge faculty for NJO because, as you know, this is work we do for ourselves, passing on this experience, and we do it on a basis of volunteer. So I'd like you to stand, please, and that's Judge William Data, Superior Court of San Diego County. Hold your applause till all are mentioned. Assistant Presiding Judge Deneen Guy from the Superior Court of Santa Cruz County. Judge Barbara Cronlin, Superior Court of San Joaquin County. And Judge Norma Tarley, Superior Court of Los Angeles County. Thank you for your service. We also have the 12 new or newer, depending on how their term is in comparison to each other, judges and commissioners participating in the program. I'd like you all to stand, and I'd like to announce you individually. From the Superior Court of Los Angeles County, we have Judge Robert Birdsong, Judge Sherilyn Garnett, Judge Christopher Louie. From the Superior Court of Orange County, Judge Thomas Delaney and Judge Nancy Zelter. From the Superior Court of Contra Costa County, Judge Danielle Douglas. And from the Superior Court of Tulare County, Judge Nathan Ide. From the Superior Court of Fresno County, Commissioner Heather Mardell Jones and Commissioner Leanne Lemon. From the Superior Court of Kern County, Commissioner Elisa Knight. And from the Superior Court of Sacramento County, Judge Jennifer Rockwell. From the Superior Court of Shasta County, Commissioner Tamara Wood. We welcome you and hope to eventually see you sitting around this boardroom and serving in advisory committees. Thank you for being here. Thank you. We have business to tend to. And on your agenda, the first is the approval of minutes. And I'm informed that we're not ready yet for that, so that may be subject to a circulating order.